Αν δεν αισθάνω, αν δεν έχουμε βασίλειο, αν δεν έχουμε πατσάναν Ζιμπάμπε.
Umnumzana Robert Gabriel Mugabe, ukushungo, wathutshelwa yingwe mhlaka February 21 ngomnyaka 1924 ekutama mission esiqintini sakozimba esingenyakatho yaseZimbabwe. Wayengomunye wabantwana abahlanu bakamoya umnumzana Gabriel Mugabe Matibiri lonkosikazi bona. Uyise wayengumbazi owadabula ilizwe waze wafika kobulawayo edinga umsebenzi. Wagcina esiba lesithembo ngokuthatha elinye ikhosikazi unkosikazi Coletta. Umgabe waqala isikolo ekutama mission, wangena izifundo zakhe zaphezulu zekolejini eFort Hare, wazophenduka ekhaya wafundisa eHope Fountain Mission. Ngomnyaka 1955, waya eNorthern Rhodesia, wayafundisa eChilembana Training College. Ngemva kweminyaka emithathu, umgabe waya eGhana, wayafundisa eSt. Mary's Teacher Training College. Lapho ahlangana lomkakhe wakuqala, unkosikazi Sally Heyfron, bachata ngomnyaka 1961. Ukwethekelela kwakhe ekhaya ngo-1960 kwaqondana lodlakela emalokitshini abantu belwela amalungelo alinganayo. Umgabe wakhethwa ukuba ngunobhala jikelele ebona ngezokwethulwa kwembiko ebandleni le-Democratic Party. Uhulumende waseRhodesia wavimba ukusebenza kwebandla le-Democratic Party, okulapho laguqula igama selizibiza ngokuthi yiZimbabwe African People's Union ZAPU, ikhokhelwa ngelinye lamaqhawe empini yokukhulula iZimbabwe, owayesebenza ukulwela amalungelo ezisebenzi zonsundu, umuyi uDr. Joshua Mqabo Wonkomo. Umgabe labanye bagcina bekhonona ngobukhokheli bukaNkomo ngo-1963 baqala elabo ibandla eleZimbabwe African National Union ZANU. Eyayikhokelwa ngumfundisi Ndabaningi Sithole. Mnyaka munye, umgabe labanye bakhe babotshwa bavalelwa ejele okweminyaka elishumi ekona kudzingwa. Owayeyinhloko kahulumende yeRhodesia ngaleso sikhathi, u-Ian Douglas Smith wavuma ukuthi umgabe akhululwe ukuze aye emhlanganweni waseLusaka eZambia.
I don't believe in black majority rule ever in Rhodesia.
Angikholwa ukuthi kungaba lombuso wabensundu kuleli laseRhodesia. Akungeke lanxa kungaze kudlule iminyaka eyinkulungwane.
Ngemva kwalokho, umanyano wePatriotic Front owawumhlanganisa umgabe loNkomo wavuma ukuyahlala phansi bekhulumisana lo-Ian Douglas Smith, umlamlankunzi kungurhulumende weleBhilithane eLancaster House eLondon.
In opening this conference, I expressed the hope that we would be able to lay the foundations for a free, independent and democratic society in which all the people of Rhodesia irrespective.
Sivula lomhlangano ngifisa ukuba umsebenzi wethu wakhe ukuhlalisana ngokuthula la ngenkululeko phakathi kwabantu bonke jikelele base Rhodesia kungela bandlululo.
Ebhukwini lakhe elilesihloko esithi The Story of My Life, uNkomo wabhala ukuthi umgabe wamangalisa wonke umuntu ngemva kwesivumelwano seLancaster House, lapho abika khona ukubana yena labanye bakhe abezana sebeseyancintisa ukhetho lwakuqala lweZimbabwe ekhululekileyo bezimele njengebandla, hatshi phansi komanyano wePatriotic Front. Ngolwezi ngomnyaka 1980 emzini weNtumbane kobulawayo kwaqhamuka ukulwisana okubi phakathi kwamasotsha ekuvioti leZANLA leleZIPRA. Impi yeNtumbane ibikwa yenza kwaba lokulahlekelwa kwamasotsha amaningi amacele omabili. Ukufuthelana lokho kwaqhubeka okokuthi ngozibandlela ngomnyaka 1983, uhulumende weZANU wasungula uhlelo olwabonwa ngabaningi ukuba njengelwenzondano lobandlululo olwaluqondiswe ebantwini besiNdebeleni ezabelweni zemathebelelendi lezemidlenzi. Lesi sihluku sabizwa ngokuthi yigugurawundi, lapho okwabulawa ngocuku olukhulu inkulungwane ezedlula amashumi amabili zabantu makhaza 20,000 ababengahlomanga, ababegoqela omama ababezithwele labantwana. Esikhathini esilokhe sibabazwa ngabaningi ukuthi isikhathi esaba mnyama embalini yeZimbabwe isithole uzibuze, umgabe ngokwakhe athi yona yisikhathi sokuhlanya lapho ebuzwa ngalesi sihloko. Okwaze kwabamba ngamandla ukuthi ngomnyaka 1987 umuyi uDr. Joshua Nkomo ukubana avume ukukhumisana umlotha lomgabe esebone ukuchitheka kwegazi eliningi emhlubulweni waseMandebeleni, kwalotshwa isivumelwano sokumanyana eseUnit Accord.
I have worked so hard for this country before independence, during the war. I worked so hard after independence to make our independence stick.
Ngalisebenzela katalala leli lizwe singakatholi uzibuse ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko. Ngaphinda ngasebenza nzima ngemva kokuthola inkululeko ngisenzela ukuthi uzibuse aqine nko.
Emaphethelweni yeminyaka yabo 1990, uMugabe wabhekana lokuqonga kwamazwi okuphikisa umbuso wakhe okwakungazake kwenzakale kubangelwa yikugugudeka lokonakala kwesimo somnotho elizweni.
There will never be a regime change here. There will always be the people of Zimbabwe in control.